let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to talk about the latest travel news and trends and travel tips in general. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Ananta.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're going to talk about travel scams. I think we could probably talk about a different scam every week. It seems like there's lots of them out there and there's new ones popping up all the time. But I did see a story from Travel Industry Today from their website, travelindustrytoday.com, talking about fake booking sites. This isn't really new, but there certainly seems to be more and more of it out there now.
Right. And as travel continues to rebound and technology becomes more sophisticated, scammers are becoming more creative than ever. So they're creating fake websites, fake vacation rentals, fake customer service numbers, and even using AI to make their scams look incredibly convincing. And it's true. You really do have to read and not to skim it over. Look at the sender emails. You just can't just float through life anymore because you just become a risk of being a victim. Travel's very emotional. Like, we're very excited about our vacations. We don't want to miss out on a great deal. We may be rushing to book flights before prices increase or try to secure that perfect accommodation before it sells out. And scammers understand this. They know travelers are making more expensive purchases and making decisions quickly. So they use urgency, excitement, and sometimes fear to get people to let their guard down. And it's actually becoming one of the fastest growing forms of consumer fraud. So so maybe a red flag, maybe number one, the deal is too good to be true. So if you see like a luxury resort advertised at half the normal price, or business class flight for a fraction of what everybody else is paying, stop yourself and ask why. The scammers know that unbelievable prices get attention. So one of the most common travel scams involve fake travel websites that look remarkably similar to a legitimate hotel or air or cruise or tour operator website. And then you enter your payment information, you receive a confirmation email only to discover your booking doesn't even exist. So my advice is simple. If a deal looks dramatically better than every other offer on the market, do your homework before handing over your credit card.
Well, I think you're right, too. Everyone wants a deal.
And
so it's like, included. Oh, I better book that now because we've been trained to think that the prices are going to go up, maybe in minutes. In some cases, it actually does. So what are we getting back to this story from Travel Industry Today, Flight Center said it worked with Google and other search engines to take down more than 200 fraudulent listings and imposter websites. So you really do have to be on guard, don't you? And most of the time with some of these pop-up ads and it's a third-party link or something like that, rather than doing a legitimate search, say, on real websites, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, It's so easy to get misdirected. That's what I find. Or you start looking online for a certain destination or time frame or a company. Then all of a sudden, all these emails start popping up or suggestions in your, search engine. And it makes it almost look like, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Here are some ideas. It might not be from the right source. So that's definitely things that you have to read, whatever you look at, to just make sure that it is a legitimate source. And there's other ways that they have pressure tactics, and that's like a warning sign of urgency. Like, you may see messages saying, only one room left. This offer expires in 10 minutes. Book now or lose your reservation. So legitimate suppliers may have limited inventory, but scammers rely heavily on pressure because they don't want you to stop and think. So you do have to be aware of different tactics that are out there. I do have to say, it is, you know, airlines especially, and we've definitely, as a travel retail advisors, we've been told it, you know, if somebody starts looking, or if a bot or an airline algorithm starts seeing a certain date or a certain destination that people are kind of clicking on to research, the next time you look, the price might be higher.
Dynamic pricing, I think, is what it's called.
Yeah. And I think they can change the price. I always tell my clients up to 4 times a day. I think they can change it more than that if they really see the interest. But it is, you know, so you do have to aware that there are tactics in the marketplace, the travel marketplace, that are real, but also scammers know that, and they kind of meld real and reality like into their fraud tactics. So be careful of that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are, you know, going online and booking their own vacation rentals. And that seems to continue to catch travelers. So what a scammer does is they steal the photos from a legitimate property listing and advertises the accommodation online. So the traveler pays a deposit, arrives at the destination, and discovers the property either doesn't exist or was never available. Mm-hmm. So protect yourself. Book through reputable platforms. Read the reviews carefully. Verify the property address and be suspicious if a host asks you to communicate or pay outside of the booking platform. So if someone wants you to move the conversation to WhatsApp, text messaging, or personal email, or send the payment direct, consider that a major warning sign.
Exactly. And one thing that they mentioned too that you can do is always verify your booking. And I do this because I don't trust technology. So as soon as I make a booking, if it's a third party, like you're using booking.com or something like that, and you get your confirmation, I usually phone the hotel and say, hey, I just want to check if I got this room is legit, la la la, kind of thing. And same with an airline. If you get the booking confirmation number, or it's not the flight number, but it's the confirmation number, and then put that in the actual airline's website. And if it doesn't pop up, that's a red flag right there.
Right. And you're referring to, it's called the booking reference or the.
That's right.
Yes. So you're right. Absolutely. One of the ones that we have shared before on the show was, even suppliers, they for transfers, the scammers will go to the airport, see the names of legitimate transfer companies, and then kind of park themselves in front of them, put the name of the guest on their sign, and then the guests, you know, they're tired, they see they're excited that the transfer really is there, and they go up to that person, and then the that scammer will take them to their destination, but then ask for the money again, where you've already prepaid. And you don't know what to do, right? You kind of get flustered, so you actually do pay them again. So you have to be very aware of that. You know, with AI, artificial intelligence, it's making scams harder to detect. As we said, they are creating professional looking websites, realistic emails, customer service messages. You know, in the past, we could kind of tell because poor grammar and spelling mistakes were easy giveaways. But a fake website today can look identical to the real thing. So double check website addresses, verify contact information, and wherever possible, book through trusted suppliers and advisors, because you just don't want to be in that situation where you spend tons of money, or not even tons, but just money.
Miss money, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, something goes awry. So one of the things that you have to be careful of this is public Wi-Fi and cybersecurity risks.
Yes, yeah.
Sometimes can happen when you're traveling. So airports, hotels, cruise terminals, and cafes often provide free Wi-Fi. But cyber criminals know travelers are using these networks. So a couple of simple precautions can go a long way. Avoid online banking on public Wi-Fi. Use a VPN if possible. Enable two-factor authentication on important accounts and keep your devices updated before travel. So it's you don't think of it sometimes because you're in a rush, you want to do something, you're at destination, you just need to check something really quickly and you think, oh, it won't matter this one time.
Or it won't happen to me.
Yes, absolutely. Exactly. So just to wrapping up our conversation, if a deal's too good to be true, investigate further. Never rush because someone creates artificial urgency. Use a credit card where possible and keep your payments and communications on legitimate booking platforms. And always verify, like you say, go back to the source that you booked to see if it's legitimate. Check websites, phone numbers, reviews, and suppliers before making a payment.
Always good tips, always good advice. Onetta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onetta Forbes, onettaforbes.com is her website. Good chatting, Onetta. Thank you.